Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and wherever you are listening to this podcast, I want to welcome you to a brand new day, being 10th of June in the year of the Lord 2020. I'm Joseph, and once again, I want to say thank you for listening to our program so far. For those who are listening, and want to use the opportunity to say you should invite your friends too, so that they can share and partake in what we are doing. Alright, today we'll be looking at a topic that says you are not limited. You are not limited. Of course, none of us have seen any establishment that is unlimited, right? None of us have seen. But I've seen an establishment that is unlimited. Yeah, I've seen an establishment that is unlimited. And that establishment is you. Yes, you are unlimited. Honestly, I'm not here to ginger you or motivate you this morning. But just trying to tell you the truth about you, if you are not aware. Some of us who are Christians, if you read the Bible, Genesis chapter 13, you discover that God told Abraham to lift up his eyes and see the land before him. And when Abraham did that, God said something. God said, "I will give them to you." God knows we are unlimited. Our Maker knows we are unlimited. But unfortunately, you and I don't know that. Most of us think we are limited. Honestly, we are not. Only you can limit you. Only I can limit I. Nobody else. Don't tell me you have limits. I mean, who says you have limits? Is it your current situation? You can say to the situation that it can't limit you, and it can't limit you. I want to tell you this morning that you are inexhaustible, you are limitless, right? You are immeasurable, you are boundless, you have no boundaries. Every place you tread upon is your place. These are the things you should say to yourself every time, every day, because of your truth, you are. You are the ultimate version of yourself. You are the ultimate version of yourself. And nobody can do things the way or the same way you do it. That tells that you are unique. People can do things in a similar way, but not the exact same way. And there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it, if you are focused, if you are consistent. There is absolutely nothing. It doesn't matter if you are a graduate or not, right? It doesn't matter if you have certificate or not. I mean, how many world leaders or how many world shakers currently have certificate? Most of them are school dropouts. To tell you whether you graduate or not, doesn't matter. It doesn't not really matter. Certificate is good, but there's much more to life than that. There are many things a certificate holder doesn't know. There are many things you can do a certificate holder can't do. University degree can't determine the degree or things you go in life. Only you can do that, like I always say. So I want you to do something now. I want you to get up, just like Abraham did. Stretch your sight and tell me, what are you seeing? How many territories are you conquering? I did not say, how many territories can you conquer? Yes, you will do it. The world is waiting for you to manifest. You are great. Believe me, you are great. I want you to ponder over these things, go through them, and tell me one of the things you love about them. Thank you, and God bless.